For 2 years, Frontline producer Lauren Mucciolo embedded with the Phoenix Police Department's Vice Enforcement Unit as they work to tackle the growing problem of sex trafficking in America for her new documentary, Sex Trafficking in America. The experience left her with a new realization of the scope of the industry and just how easy it can be for young girls to get pulled into it as social media's influence rises.
Once they friend me on Facebook, then I just go into their friend list and I just hit them all up with friend requests.
Some of them, they quit 24 and they're actually 15.
I have never, ever met a trafficker that I felt sorry for. I mean, they're literally selling humans day in and day out and making money off of them.
I spoke with Mucciolo more about the experience of making that film and why she chose Phoenix to focus on.
We would spend, you know, several weeks at a time over those 2.5 years being a part of their work daily life. So whether that meant they were doing operations, whether that meant they were in the office working on paperwork, whether that meant they were doing bookings because an operation had, you know, completed and now they had 7 people to book, we were there for all of it. We were there as they were organizing and thinking up operations. We saw how they innovated over time as, you know, the trafficking landscape changed. They tried new things. So we were really, you know, given this amazing access and privilege to be a part of those inside conversations, which I think is very unusual for an undercover unit. But they really trusted us and trusted that we would get the story right.
Can you give us an example of some of the kinds of things that you witnessed? I mean, being a part of this, this is such a difficult topic, sex trafficking, human trafficking. You know, what were some of the experiences that will stick with you?
Well, there are a lot of experiences that will stick with us. We saw a lot of different sides of the way they approach this issue. So we saw their contact with some of the young women on the street. And what was really striking about those interactions was that these cops really made an effort to get to know these people, to try to connect with them, to build rapport, even times where we saw them run into the same young woman several times on the street. It was really about building rapport and building relationships, and that seemed like a really unique approach. And then on the other side of that, when they would deal with customers, they did a lot of operations that focused on dealing with the buyers. And those operations were really impressive because you really saw just about every walk of life walk into those hotel rooms or try to, you know, solicit the cops undercover on the street. You saw young men, you saw old men, you saw people who were clearly from, you know, more of a blue collar or working class background. You saw people who were clearly, you know, high up the food chain, possibly CEOs of major companies. So that was really eye opening to see how many different kinds of men are looking to buy sex.
Why did you choose Phoenix? I mean, what led you to this city and this particular unit?
So we spent a lot of time in the beginning of our research talking to experts in the sort of national arena and being introduced to different units in different parts of the country that, you know, we could possibly get access. And so we spent time really talking to a lot of different folks. And what was really unique about Phoenix is that they have an incredibly proactive unit, and they have great relationships with the other service providers who work in this field. So they don't work in a silo. They don't have, you know, bad relationships with some of the folks that provide services to victims, or they're not at odds with the prosecution or in the county attorney's office. They really are very, very plugged in and have great relationships. So to make a film on an issue like this in Phoenix, it was really important for us to be able to move seamlessly between working with the police and then going to work with one of the service providers, one of the housing facilities for survivors of trafficking, then to be able to move as well into the court system. So being able to capitalize on the relationships that already existed and all of the sort of good feeling between those different groups was a real benefit. And then, of course, the Phoenix Vice Unit is really, really, I think, at the front lines of dealing with this issue. They've been thinking about it and reshaping the way they approach this issue over time. So they've, I think, really developed a very, very progressive and effective unit.
A lot of the talk about sex trafficking and human trafficking is about the border, but that is not always the case, right? Like, does Phoenix stand out in some way?
You know, the whole idea of the border when we're talking about human trafficking, I think, becomes a little bit misleading. What we found when we were on the ground in a border state working with the police is that, by and large, the victims that we came across were American-born and bred girls. And by and large, a lot of the traffickers we came across were American-born and bred. So what we saw on the ground did not really reflect some of the tropes that you hear in society about what this issue looks like. So that was surprising, and that was a really important finding. I think that what people don't understand about human trafficking is that it happens everywhere. It happens in big cities, it happens in small towns, it happens in the suburbs. You know, one thing about Phoenix is that it is on a lot of different highways that, you know, sort of cross over. So it does have a hub feature in that respect. But other than that, you know, trafficking is something that happens all over the country. And I think it's really important that the public starts to recognize that.
So embedding with these detectives for this amount of time, you really, I'm sure, got to know them. I wonder, like, what kind of effect does this have on them dealing with this industry that's so difficult for so long?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really important thing to think about, because it's often we don't. The police spend a lot of time out in the field doing this work, and it takes a toll. They see people, you know, with some of the victims and survivors they've dealt with. They've seen people go through all of the changes, you know, folks who seem to be doing well, and then, you know, something happens and they kind of take a dip again. That has an emotional impact on the detectives. The hours they put in, I mean, they work overtime, they're on standby. It takes a big toll on their families. We filmed with a lot of women in this unit, and they were all moms. And they all had young kids at home. And so that's, you know, that's a big sacrifice. But the amount of work that they put into it, and I guess that kind of unique sensibility that they were able to bring to this as, you know, being moms, being, you know, even with the detectives who were men, a lot of them are dads. That sensibility, I think, really goes a long way.
Yeah. All right. Lauren Mucciolo is the producer of the new Frontline documentary, Sex Trafficking in America. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.